You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you don't do it for your hometown, who will? Central born and raised, grown up too real. And I care about a lot except how you feel. Cause look at where I got to, just me, no deal. Yeah, I made it out the city, you can tell them that. Tell them all work pays off, tell it to the bank. And I never really leave cause I always get back. Any rules around me, know I've been that. Auckland City where my people stay proud. Four girls on my whip on K-Road, stay loud. If you wanna mess around, try us, get clown. Get wound up, cut the hounds up, touchdown. Don't know no bounds, but I know your mama. And your brother in my DMs got screenshots. If you wanna three knocks on the door, now the teapot's on. So the cheap shots don't work, no wonder.
If you don't do it for your hometown, who will? Auckland City where my people stay proud. If you don't do it for your hometown, who will? Auckland City where my people stay proud.
Look, I won't take swings, I'm not a lumberjack. But sometimes I wish that I could take my number back. But you know I done hit you with the block, block. Call me cause I glowed up and that's without the rock, rocks on me. I won't open up, so don't ever knock, knock on me. This a steady foundation that I've got on slowly. Going rock on lonely, I'm not soft on phonies. You the fakest one here, so here's a knockoff trophy. Trying to get my spot up on the world map. At the same time, we having fun, baby, make the thing clap. Me and you, yeah, that's a comprehension skill gap. If you wanna run your mouth, check your syntax. So kick back with it, everybody knows where I've been at. Cause I only talk real, recommend that. I'm only trying to swim with a dip that. 09 to the world, that's the impact. Yo.
09 to the world. 09 to the world.
Have you been? You've been all over Europe. You've got a new song. It sounds like it's been a really awesome time for you. What's been going on in the world of Jess B?
A lot of shenanigans, really. Me and Half Queen just got back from Europe like a week ago, and it was amazing. It was stunning. I really have no complaints. It was kind of a mix of my music stuff, Half Queen's music stuff, and then obviously Filth. So we kind of did everything. It was crazy. It was, yeah. I feel really blessed to have done it, but now I'm like, dang, I'm so tired.
Time for a little hiatus, a little breather before you get stuck into celebrating the new music. Congrats on this single. It's such a cool, I mean, it's been earworming its way around my head since I listened to it. Tell us a little bit about the process of recording this. Do you go back to Amsterdam and work with your pals there again?
Yeah, so basically post-COVID, I guess like when I can travel again, I was able to go back to studio with the guys that I made my last project with. So it was really cool because last time I went, I was there just by myself, and it was just one producer called Max and I in the studio for 3 nights. And this time Shaq was with me, Half Queen, and my manager Sam. So it was just like there was like quite a lot of people in the studio, which was a different vibe for me, but also really fun. So we just literally made anything and everything, and yeah, so I was able to spend like 2 weeks in the studio with him across the last few months. So in and around that was the song that happened in about half an hour, and I haven't really done anything to it, so yes, it's kind of different for me. I'm normally quite pedantic.
It's a really great track. I it has got like a kind of like festival spirit or this sort of like summer wind up party energy to it, and I think that seems to maybe capture a bit of that spirit of the time you've spent overseas. What have been some of the highlights of your trip around Europe? I'm thinking of the Filth stuff, which I've also been avidly following from afar. How was it bringing Filth to the UK?
Yeah, it was crazy. So we had our first ever Filth in London, which was a collaboration with a party called Dutty, which was some friends from Melbourne. And it was amazing. Like it was insane to be like in London. Like the lineup of DJs was like super international and amazing. And I can't believe we sold one ticket, to be honest. But you know, we did, and it was really good. So yeah, that was a really, really cool experience, and I think quite like inspiring for Shaq and I just to be around people from all over the world who are just so talented and like so diverse in like their stories and their career journeys. So yeah, we've definitely got some fire under our asses after seeing all of that and being away.
The vibe I was getting, I guess, from afar is that people were very excited to also hear the sounds that you guys were bringing into those spaces as well. You and Shaq have been, I guess, like day one mates and supporters of each other's music journeys. What is it about that relationship that's so, I guess, significant for you as an artist?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that for both of us, we've sort of like perhaps witnessed the evolution of each other creatively, which I think is really special, because then you can really have an appreciation for somebody's wins or achievements when it's like, damn, I really saw your first ever DJ set, or like, damn, I really was there when you were like the worst rapper in Auckland playing Whammy Bar. So, you know, like, I mean, shit, I might still be that, to be honest, but you know what I mean? I think the being able to witness the growth is really, really special. And I also trust her wholeheartedly with, like, if I ask for her opinion or, like, you know. So I think all of that stuff is really cool. And then we're just buddies. We're just good, like, mates. So it's very cool to just be able to have someone to sort of bop around the world with. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, the most ridiculous things always happen, and it's great telling the stories when we get back. So it's kind of like life and work at the same time, you know?
Yeah, totally. It feels like whenever Filth throws a party, a whole bunch of new ideas are kind of spawned from that party. I think it's a real crucible for the scene here in Aotearoa, but also it seems like this party you threw in London also had like international ramifications, maybe people bringing ideas back to their own spaces. What is important for you about running events through Filth and having this community space to explore and experiment with sounds and ideas?
I think that well, there's kind of like two parts to it, I guess, because obviously we want to be able to be like expanding the experience for people here and introducing them to new sounds or international DJs that we've had the privilege of, you know, meeting and seeing live. So there's like that aspect of it. But then I guess like just being able to kind of connect with people internationally, other creatives internationally from our community, just, I don't know, it's like something about that, the international link ups of it all that I just think is so beneficial, you know, looking to the future for, you know, whether it be DJs or artists or creatives or people, or, you know, people who just want to participate in nightlife and like want to be exposed to like new, refreshing stuff. So there's kind of like those two aspects happening at the same time, because obviously everything that we're doing overseas or Filth is to ultimately bring it home. Like, we're not kind of like looking to dip in the sense of like, you know, like it's definitely about community here.
Yeah,
we have seen the importance of being able to like, you know, go and see other communities, like, well, you know, other groups in the same community that have been doing it for longer than us, and being able to like absorb knowledge and, you know, stuff from them as well. So yeah, it's been really cool.
What is some of the stuff that's standing out to you from this period you've spent overseas?
Oh gosh, Carnival was definitely like a life dream for me. So being able to go to that is just kind of like the amalgamation of like all of my favorite things. dancing, loud dance hall, lots of black people, like obnoxiously running around with your flag. Like, yeah. I just loved it. There was just so many things about it that I had been really looking forward to experiencing in London that I think is unique to London as well in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed all of the like black culture stuff that I got to experience, I think. Carnival being one of them. Obviously, I played at a festival in Amsterdam called Milkshake, which was, they randomly just put me on the biggest stage.
Oh my God, sick.
I kind of rocked up being like, oh yeah, you know, like I'm just going to be on one of these little tiny stages. And then I wasn't. I was like, oh, okay. So that was cool. So yeah, I mean, yeah, there's probably too many to pick, to be honest, but those were two that were really, really dope.
What could people expect from the rest of the tunes you've been working on? Because this feels like a natural progression from where you've been at musically with this first single, but it also feels like an exciting new chapter maybe about to open or start or something for you. What can people expect from the new songs?
I haven't quite started my, my album rollout. Like, I've been working on that for the last, feels like forever, but the last couple of years over COVID. So I'm looking to like round that up in the next couple of months, and then hopefully that'll be next year's thing. So this is kind of just like while we wait, kind of thing, but it's definitely, I guess, in the same, moving in the same direction. So yeah, like I definitely think that I've like kind of developed a sound. This is like a very classic like house sound. So I wouldn't say that this is like super different to like, I don't know, heaps of other stuff going on at the moment, but I'm definitely excited to try some more like singing, and like I have some R&B tracks that are going to be on the album and stuff. So I actually think that like it might be pretty different to what people are expecting. Like, I feel like this song is definitely, like, it falls in line with what people might expect, but I think that there's a lot of stuff that, yeah, is pretty different. So I'm excited.
I reckon it's time we have a listen to Jess B's excellent new track just out this morning. It's called Can't Fake It.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
This that sorry, I can't fake shit. Yes, we cocky, can you blame us? This that turn around and baby, make it drop on me right now. Make it move, shake like it quake it. Run that quick without the patience. Make these baddies want relations. Can't escape it, got the fragrance. Gold all in my teeth, yes, I'm with my G's. And I heard that money calling, so we want our Reese's Pieces. Baby, please, let the homies feast. Baby, shake them cheeks. Yeah, I heard the money calling, so we want our Reese's Pieces.
Pre-roll, talk, I don't give up.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.